This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are elves.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This is Elf, the 1998
later
movie.
2005. It's the one Will Ferrell movie where he doesn't bare his ass.
Is that true?
I don't know. He probably didn't do that in Kicking and Screaming.
Yeah, that's a good guess. Swing and a miss. We're back in the player's handbook section of the book.
Yep, except this time, as with dwarves, much more army composition and weapon preference. How many elders, compositions of towns, basically things that nobody has ever done, aside from maybe some of these numbers inform like a very sad entry in somebody's personal story Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a level of granularity that is pretty outdated. Mm-hmm. I think I'm also pretty frustrated. Like there are a couple of nuggets of interesting things here, but I'm pretty frustrated by the gray elves and the wood elves here, the like subsets of elves, because they're not very different in the way the book describes them.
Right. It's mostly just their like complexion and hair.
Well, their complexion and then they're like loadouts.
Right.
Again, it's like their Counter-Strike profile. Like you choose a wood elf, you're more likely to have this weapon instead of a regular elf weapon. But like wood elves are very different. Like they're like the savage, like feral forest elves. Like they're, more naturey and more militant, everything like that. And this says nothing about that.
Right.
It's mostly, kind of a bummer.
Wood elves are independent and value strength over intelligence, which gets at a little bit of that, but it doesn't talk anything about me being an EverQuest boy. I think about like Kelithin versus whatever the high elf place was.
Exactly. Kelithin versus the high elf place.
Yeah, exactly. Which I think everybody knows. Was over there on Faedwar, and you had you had the gnome place down there too.
Kelithin is a household world. In a world.
In a world within your house. Yes. Contained within these walls. Yeah.
A pocket world inside your house.
Mm.
You just like lay a bunch of dishes down on like this continent and have the people eat all the food and create civilizations that live and die to clean your dishes.
Oh man. Be still my heart.
Into it. Here are the two things I found in this entry that are interesting. You can tell me if they're the same ones you found. One, elven women are the equal to male counterparts in all aspects of warfare. In fact, some bands of elves contain units of only female fighters who will ride on mounted unicorns. 10 to 30 elf maidens who will be encountered. The legends of the destruction wrought by these elven women are rampant among enemies of the elves. Way into that.
I like that a lot.
I'm so on board.
However, I'm not going to rush to Reddit and write a screed about this, but the fact that they get unicorns implies that there's something more than equal.
Oh yeah. Guess that's true. It's not a unicorn in every pot. Like,
yeah, especially because unicorns in pretty much any setting and except Unitopia is like they're still like unique beasts, right?
Oh yeah. Like they're all named. They each have an individual like flavor profile and scent. Unicorns are unique.
Yeah.
It made me really want to do a campaign of like, find like five players and be like, this is the advanced fucking strike unit of Lady Elf and Amazon unicorn riders and just fuck shit up.
Yeah.
It makes me want to make like a Fury Road, D&D campaign. God.
That would be but so on unicorns good.
Instead of guzzle, horses and unicorns instead of cars.
Yeah, instead of a car the size of a city. No, way.
You get a unicorn the size of a city.
Oh, the monocorn? Yeah.
Yeah.
The monocorn. No, the omnicorn.
Yeah, monocorneous. The omnicorn.
the tidbit or the nugget that I got was that high elves usually typically set 2 to 12 giant eagles as guardians at their encampments.
That's real good too.
Which again, you have to be really in touch. You really have to be in touch with your shit in order to boss those things around.
I like that.
And then they just take the Grey Havens wholesale. So elves don't die. Like, you know, they're kind of like cats. You know, they won't just, they go away to hide. They like, they just disappear to a land unknown and live freely for the rest of their long lives.
Yeah, exactly. It's a story that a dungeon master tells to a player when the player's pet elf dies. like that's not true.
But
they just go in the dirt like everybody else.
But Jim, what happened to Pointy?
Shadowflight is just at the farm, right? Like he's at the farm, right? Clearwing?
We'll get you a new one that looks exactly like him. Grab a net.
Racist.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.